This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian forces Tuesday fought off continuing Russian efforts to occupy the southeastern port city of Mariupol and claimed to have retaken a strategic suburb of the capital, Kyiv, after a long battle with Russian forces. Explosions and bursts of gunfire shook the capital earlier Tuesday, and heavy artillery fire could be heard from the northwest, where Russia sought to encircle and capture several of the capital's suburban areas. Meanwhile, attacks continue around the besieged southeastern city of Mariupol, where a reporter tells VOA 80% of the city has been destroyed. Russians are controlling who comes and goes in the city. And Tuesday, Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Irina Verichuk made a televised demand for Russia to open a humanitarian corridor for civilians and aid. Meanwhile, Ukraine is appealing to a Chinese maker of civilian drones to block what the Ukrainian government says is their use by the Russian army to target missile attacks. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The appeal to DJI technology highlights the conflict in Ukraine for Chinese companies. Beijing says Moscow's a key partner at a time when Western companies have cut many ties with Russia. A Ukrainian official says Russian forces are using DJI products in order to navigate their missiles and has called for the group to deactivate ones used in Ukraine. In response, DJI says it can't deactivate individual drones but can impose what it calls geofencing, or software restrictions that usually are used to keep drones away from airports or other sensitive areas. The company says this would affect all DJI drones in Ukraine. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. Confirmation hearings for U.S. President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson continue Tuesday, with Jackson facing questions from members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. At the hearing, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Jackson has been forcefully defending her record as a federal judge.
Amid GOP concerns that her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson laid out her process.
I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
And trying to understand what people who created the law intended. Jackson pushed back against Republican claims that she's soft on crime, rebutting suggestions she may have endangered kids by giving light sentences to child pornographers. As a judge and a mom,
nothing could be further from the truth.
Barring something unexpected, Democrats hope to have Jackson confirmed by Easter as the High Court's first black woman. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rescuers have so far found wreckage, but no survivors or flight recorders in the crash Monday of China Eastern Flight 5735 on the forested mountain slopes in southern China's Guangxi province. The Boeing 737-800 jet carried 132 people, including 9 crew members, and is one of the country's worst air disasters in a decade. It was headed to the Chinese port of Guangzhou when it crashed. In a statement issued within hours of the crash, Chinese President Xi Jinping ordered the country's emergency services to assemble search efforts. China state media reported 600 soldiers, firefighters, and paramilitary forces, police, and some dogs have been deployed to the crash site after a small path was cleared by excavators. The Xinhua news agency reported the crash created a deep dish on the mountain slope with debris scattered everywhere. Rescuers are searching for flight recorders containing critical data along with cockpit voice recordings. An elected official from New Mexico has been found guilty of 2 misdemeanor charges for his role in the January 6, 2021 riots at the U.S. Capitol that attempted to disrupt certification of the 2020 election. Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin was found guilty of illegally entering the U.S. Capitol, but was acquitted of engaging in disorderly conduct. The trial, without a jury, was presided over by U.S. District Court Judge Trevor McFadden and lasted one day. McFadden was appointed by former President Donald Trump, said Griffin had crossed over 3 barricades to get into the Capitol and knew he was in a restricted part of the building, but stayed. Repeating this hour's top story, Ukrainian forces Tuesday fought off continuing Russian efforts to occupy the southeastern port city of Mariupol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.